Exactly.
Ala, Facebook sa phone? Di ba mahirap yun? Naku, magtatag ka ng photo? Baka mahal yan. Ano, ilalike mo yung status? Ha? Di pwede yan.
Actually, pwedeng hindi ka naman matakot eh. Kasi sa Globe Super Facebook, 10 pesos lang. May 5 straight hours of mobile Facebook surfing ka na. Sa Globe Prepaid, di lang pwede. Super pwede. Text SUPERFB to 8888. Enjoy your Globe Prepaid your way. Must maintain 1 peso balance. Per DTI NCR permit number 2351 series of 2011. Promo valid until June 30, 2011.
Huwag nang matakot mag-Facebook sa phone mo. Text SUPERFB to 8888. Only from Globe.
Gumagamit ka ba ng tawa sa underarms?
Hala, pawis! Signal number one! O kaya powder? Signal number two!
Di nakaranas ka na ng underarm wetness. Signal yan na di sapat ang protection nila against sweat and body odor. Try new Rigzona Powder Dry. Unlike Tawas or powder, it gives 3 times more dryness protection for all-day confidence. New Rigzona Powder Dry from Unilever.
Feel like a Ferrari race car driver when you get to ride the world's fastest roller coaster at the first Ferrari theme park in Abu Dhabi. Ferrari World has a lot of unique attractions, and Shell V-Power will give you a chance to fly out to experience an action-packed Ferrari adventure at Ferrari World Abu Dhabi. Every 1,000 pesos worth of Shell V-Power gasoline or diesel will earn you a raffle coupon and a chance to win a Scuderia Ferrari item. Just fill up with a fuel that's designed to improve performance whatever you drive. Shell V-Power. See flyers for more details. Promo runs from April 29 to June 15, 2011. Per DTI NCR permit number 3255 series of 2011.
Miguel's college school tuition fee, okay.
Han.
Krish's grade school tuition fee, check.
Honey.
Little Bella's preschool tuition fee, oh no. And this does not include other school requirements yet. Hi.
Don't worry, hon. I already got approved with an East West Bank personal loan to cover all that. And it gets better. I'll get to pay the first amortization on the third month.
Enroll now and pay the first amortization on the third month with the East West Bank personal loan.
Really? Why didn't you say so? Now include Miguel's laptop and a new PC for Trisha and Bella.
Promo runs from May 2 to July 29, 2011. See flyers and print ads for details. Terms and conditions apply. Per DTI NCR permit number 3450 series of 2011.
Ang daming customer dito sa shop today ah. Kamusta sales?
Bilangin mo, nakakalat sa drawer.
Eh ang inventory, kamusta?
Hanapin mo, sinulat ko ata, naka-blue ink.
Upgrade the way you do business. Upgrade to PLDT Checkout. It's a web-based point-of-sale system that lets you monitor and analyze your sales and inventory in real-time, anytime, anywhere.
Sigurado ko ba sa figures na to?
Teka, i-check ko. Asan ang abacus?
Upgrade to PLDT Checkout. Call 101-888 and get real-time sales management at your fingertips.
A mango on Monday, a mango on Tuesday, a mango on Wednesday.
Sige! Mango for gold! Nestle Fruit Selection Yogurt with real mango. Pick your favorite fruit every day.
Brace yourself for the hottest summer in human history.
This is the sonic center of the sun. Blazing hot and blasting heat all over the archipelago.
Welcome to the summer.
89.9 on air at magic89.9.fm online.
Summer.
Summer. Magic 89.9. Joe Twista, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace to remind me to find my own. If I lay here, just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Good times. Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
What could be, and if I It's the world famous Magic 89.9 here at 6:29 on this Tuesday morning. Welcome to the program. Crappy weather still outside, but no worries. It's kind of nice to have the change. Wait, what am I doing? Joseph, you're here.
Good morning. The change is that we're all complete finally after like a long time.
It's about a month, I think, the last time the four of us. But that's, I think the majority of the time we're not complete. Mm-hmm. If you go, if you kind of take the whole year, I'd say the four of us together, probably about...
Once a week.
I'm sorry?
Once a week.
That's too no.
Where are you? Who's that?
Who's
talking?
That? That's Angelica.
Is that you, Chop?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Welcome to the program. Phone number 6310899 if you want to call us. Get yourself on the show. We are also at 1-800-10-KILLER-B nationwide. So good morning, all the major provinces here in the country. Joseph, you came from Boracay, right?
Yeah. Congratulations to everybody that participated over the weekend, even though it was rainy weather and windy and super maalon. The Magic Race Year number 5 was a success. A little bit more athletically inclined this year because of the swimming was quite difficult.
That's
but,
right.
But congratulations to Team Tattoo for winning over 100,000 prizes, pesos in prizes.
Sure. And is it crowded still there?
Not so much.
Is it irritating still? Like, we're with people asking you if you want a DVD? No, I mean, not DVDs. What do they ask you there?
If you want sunglasses.
If you want sunglasses or jet skiing.
Island tripping.
Yeah, island hopping, things like that. Is it still that irritating?
I think because it was raining a lot, it wasn't that irritating because people were not on the beach so much. So for us, at least our resort was on the beach. The waves were okay. So if you woke up really early in the morning, it was nice swimming. Not too many people on the beach because a lot of people were stranded in their hotels.
What are the what's the shelf life for Boracay now? Like, well, wait, because I haven't been there in a while. I haven't been there in quite some time. What's the shelf life? When you look at it, you go, this place has another 2 years before it goes to hell.
Oh, no, it's going to last at least one more generation, I think.
Whole generation.
A whole generation.
Well, that's true, because you take like a Puerto Galera, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the crappiest destination you could go to. That place blows ass. Mm-hmm. Actually, literally, blows ass. Just gay guys there. Constantly blowing ass. If you can blow ass for in gay lingo, then it's happening there. Puerto Galera. Dump.
Well,
they still go there.
When I was there in Boracay, I overheard some of the investors there that have resorts there and everything, and they're just talking about the same thing. How long can Boracay sustain the tourism industry? And then they're saying, you know what? We should move our stuff and go to Coron. There was actually a group of people from Boracay that have moved now to Coron in Palawan and now are developing Coron there.
That area, because Boracay's days are numbered.
Yeah, and they're saying that they're going to develop it in a different way so it won't turn out like Boracay.
All right. So. Sure. Yeah, right.
That's what they say.
Sure.
Oh, well.
Right. Whatever. Why can't they just fix Boracay and then keep it?
Well, they're too old now, they said. It'll take several generations before Boracay could ever get fixed. So if they start in Coron, at least their children, or the next generation, it's a fresh start now.
All right, 6310899. Have you not been to Boracay? How about that as a topic? I know it's a little early. Not a lot of people listening usually in this general part of the hour. We can always kind of save this for a little bit later. But, yeah, I mean, just right off the bat, have you never been to Boracay? Can you call us 6310899 and... I mean, it seems like that would... is that weird? Or is it just because, you know, it's us? And
everybody tries to go to Boracay at least once.
Because we're in this business and, you know, we find ourselves with events and stuff like that. But is it really like the Mecca of the Philippines where you kind of have to go?
I think so. Like, especially like when you have Balikbayans, diba?
Sure.
I think one of the few places after... of course, Willing Willy and then Velo. I think people want to go to Boracay.
Now it's going to be called Will Time Big Time, by the way.
Will Time Big Time?
Change the title. That's right, yeah.
Why?
I just think that the name Willing Willy has kind of been associated with a little bit of bad
and
pub
Will Time Big Time
recently.
Is not?
So
bad
they changed.
No.
Well, they're just changing.
They always have a little change. The big stuff, like Bigate.
Yeah, so anyway, but yes. It seems like it would be Mecca-like for our country that you have to go. All right, let's get to the phones. They're full. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this? Wait, hold on one second. Hey, you? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hold on? We'll go to the other guy first.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hold on. All right, the less enthusiastic one. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, that would be you. what's your name?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Say something.
Sorry, wait, hold on. We got to get this guy on hold because he won't stop talking in the background. All right. You've never been to Boracay.
Hello?
Hello?
I think he's gone.
He's too embarrassed to admit it.
Oh, no. Sorry, that's my fault. Sir?
Okay, hello.
Not on the right. Sorry, guys. I apologize. Yeah, your name, please.
Hi, hi, Jim.
Jim, never been to Boracay?
Never, never.
Why? If you don't mind.
Last July, I was brainstorming if I'm going to Boracay or in Palawan, but I chose Palawan.
Oh, good choice. Where in Palawan?
Puerto Princesa.
Bad choice.
In Honda Bay.
Did you go diving there?
I mean,
I enjoy diving there with
Jordan and Andy. Honda Bay's okay, fine. Yeah, no great big. I mean, there's a lot of great places in Palawan. If you're going to limit yourself to Puerto Princesa, I'd say it would be a little bit on the sayang end, right?
Everyone's saying Coron is really
bad. Yeah, Coron is supposed to be badass. You know, is that where El Nido is, or that's a completely different area?
That's a completely different
area. All right. And then, of course, yes, it gets on and on.
But I heard Coron doesn't have a beach of its own, but El Nido does. I mean,
well, I thought El Nido were cliffs and stuff. There is no beach anyway.
It's a cove. Right, it's supposed to be a cove, but I heard like El Nido has like a private beach, so yeah, apparently, and Coron doesn't. You have to actually take a boat. It's like a 5-10 minute ride, but still, gotcha, you have to take a boat.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Bye.
Let's keep going here. Hello? The other guy we were talking to earlier? No? He's gone? Next one. Magic, hello. Whoa. We lost everybody. Hello? Whoa, I think we have. Okay, let's get to these calls here. Let's start with this guy. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jay.
Jay, what's up?
I haven't been to Boracay.
You have not been to Boracay?
Ever.
Never. And never tried?
Never tried, because I find it too crowded already.
You know what? The best time to go, I think, is during the Christmas season, because it's not as crowded as Holy Week.
But it's enough happening.
And there's a lot more families here, like, so the atmosphere is not.
No, why would you want to go there for families if you're going for your first time? And you're like this.
Well,
age.
No, yeah. How old are you? Right. This guy doesn't sound that young. I'm assuming
he's older. Is more of overrated already.
How old are you?
How would you know if it's overrated? You've never been there.
You've never been there.
So there's a lot of people going there. There are a lot of beautiful beaches here in the Philippines.
Yeah, where else?
Have you been to any other ones?
Karamoan. Have you been to the...
The Karamoan Islands, yeah?
Where's that?
I heard about this place.
The Marina Sur?
Mm. Nah.
I've been there.
The thing with Boracay, though, you can get away from people if you want. Like, you can choose to stay at an isolated resort, like in Station 1, so that there's not too much people.
Yeah, it's just you and the guy who wants to know if you want to buy crappy shades.
And don't go during like in peak seasons.
I never go during super peak seasons.
All right, thanks for the call. Bye bye.
Bye.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Who's this? Whoa! Wait a minute.
Jenny, where are you?
Jenny, you sound so far away.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, I'm a speaker.
Okay, what do you got there?
Can you hear me better?
Yes, I've
been to Boracay, but only for work, so I feel like a loser. But seeing the beach and everything, I think it's kind of like overrated. And so it's like the new Puerto Galera or something. It's like the new Mecca for people. I mean, it's Baduy now because people have to go there. That's why I say it's like the new Puerto Galera, I think. So it's trashy now.
This is Boracay, you mean, right? Mm. Yeah, well, hold on. What the hell's going on with our goddamn phones?
Please. I'm damning feedback.
Can we?
Is it us or is it our callers?
You know what it is? It's our system. Let me go. Sorry, I know we're going off topic. It's our system, because when you put people on hold, it's blank. They think that you hung up on them. We need like some sort of, because on the podcast, what you hear is the show. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Here on this show, what you hear is silence. And people think that we've hung up on them.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you call the show and you're on hold, stay on hold even though you don't hear anything.
But
it's
so
our fault.
Yeah.
We have a crappy setup. We should have some sort of background music, or you should listen to the program.
Like a recorded Angelica voice.
Or just listening to the show so you know that the updates of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe we should fix that. Maybe we won't, because we suck.
First, our internet, please.
Because we're the Puerto Galera of radio station.
overrated.
Sorry, dear, you still there?
No.
Oh, no, he's gone. All right, who's this?
No.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Reggie.
Hi, Reggie.
What do you got, bud?
I've never been to Boracay.
Why? Why? Yeah. You have a particular reason why?
Never tried. Yeah.
You don't. You're not interested.
We're gonna assume that everybody who's calling right now has never been to Boracay. So let's go. I've never been to Boracay because, or I have not tried, or give me what else.
I was planning before, but really I don't have time. there were times that I'm planning to go to Boracay, but I went to another beach like El Nido.
Yeah, and you know, El Nido and all, I think it generally just kicks Boracay's ass anyway. Yeah. So
from what you say, you're saying that other beaches are better now than Boracay, so.
Well, you know, there's a lot of kind of, you know, there's restaurants, there's some sort of camaraderie, like, you know, you can hang out with your friends and stuff like that and do all these things that I think El Nido doesn't offer to that extent.
Yeah, more of the family thing is, for El Nido is more of the family thing, and they say Boracay is for the party thing.
Yeah, like if you're a teenager, 20-somethings, okay, go to Boracay.
But you see a lot of mainstream food establishments now kind of right there, smack in the middle, so it kind of ruins the feel for it anyway, even if you're just kind of going there to party. They should have, you know, obviously we've talked about this before and I don't want to get in again and which ones, what establishment should be there or whatnot. But yeah, nevertheless, it's still fun, I guess. I mean, I haven't been in a while, like I said, and I guess it's still worth going to, but days are numbered. We'll see how long it can last. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, man.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
But I have now, at least I have now given myself the rule, I am not going to pay to go to Boracay. It better be for
unless
free.
I'm
not going to go there unless it's free. Yeah, and even if it's free, I'll think about it. Like this last weekend, Magic's like, hey, Mo, you want to go to Boracay? And I'm like, is it free? And they're like, yeah. No.
Think about it.
Let me think about it. No. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Em.
Hi, Em. What's up?
I've never been to a Boracay.
Why?
Can't afford it.
Oh, you're
but
poor.
But now, yeah. But now I can, even if I can, I'm not gonna go there.
Because?
Ay, magandang umaga nga pala. And...
Ah, magandang umaga sa inyo.
Bakit?
Why don't you want to go there?
Crowded. So crowded.
But it's not... Well, the thing is, if you go there during peak season, it's very crowded.
I know.
But like if you go during off season, where you can still enjoy them on good weather, it's not so crowded. A lot of people think na you know sabon siksikan don, but you know it's not.
Only like Holy Week. That's the time when it's super crowded.
I never go there on Holy Week.
It's just experience it. You know, even though we're complaining about the place, it's still worthwhile. I guess. I mean,
I've been to beaches na people like they can afford, but
you can afford to go there. You can afford.
Yeah, no, I can, but
oh,
you can't afford to pay your phone bill. That's a problem.
Yeah. Hello. Caller? No? Anyone here?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Nadine.
Hi, Nadine, you're on the show. What's up?
I called earlier. Anyway, I think in terms of like Baduiness, I think Boracay is gonna go head to head with Puerto Galera.
No. I think she's got a point because I used to hear wonderful things about Puerto Galera and I never went there.
Back 15 years ago?
Yeah, 15 years ago I was in school.
It was all a, come on.
No.
The way they praised Puerto Galera.
Really? Okay, because I thought, Nadine, you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I mean, yeah, 15 years ago, maybe a little longer, I'm in school, people are like, oh, Puerto. And it's so awesome that they call it Puerto. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And then I only went for the first time, maybe about a year and a half ago, and it was a dump.
I know.
I'm like, what the hell are people
saying? Exactly. And everything in the crowd isn't that, high-end anymore. It's like...
It was never high-end.
But you know what? It doesn't matter if it's high-end or not.
You would think because it used to be like really pricey.
Yeah.
Go there, but I think the way to go is just go to Boracay, like Shangri-La or something.
Listen, rich girl.
That is like,
yeah, listen, no worries about the crowd in terms of classy or not. I mean, I guess I'm trying to be politically correct so we don't offend people, but I do know what you mean because I won't go to none of us would go to an area that was actually.
You don't want to be in the same water as your maid, right?
I was swimming with my son's yaya in Boracay. I don't mind it.
If your maid can change the diaper of your baby, then why can't you swim with your
kids?
That's bad.
Guys, please.
That's why you pay for Shangri-La Boracay.
Yeah.
So you could, like, enjoy the water.
Yeah, listen.
I would not want to be in Shangri-La Boracay with a girl like
Shangri-La Boracay.
Chopper. We don't have to justify us being right by saying that we would do the same.
Being hypocritical. I'm just saying. I think we should all aim for Amanpulo next time.
Yeah,
or
totally, Nadine.
Or Mississippi.
But Nadine, change your attitude. You're disgusting.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nadine, you're rock, man. I mean, really, because like. you know, here's what I love about you. You don't give an F because you would say the most insulting and horrible thing. And yet, you know, I mean,
I know you feel that way.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
You know, you don't want to be on the same dance floor grinding against
a boy or a security guard. I'm sorry, but that's the fact. Would you?
No, no, no. But wait, okay, come on. Time out, time out, time out. All of you, okay? Now, while immensely offensive, yeah, right? And totally.
Know.
No, no, listen. Listen, shut your pie hole. while immensely offensive and all of that, please don't. Please don't pretend that she's not. But please don't pretend she's wrong in mm-hmm. terms of what a lot of you would rather have. But you just won't really? Say it.
No,
come
no,
on.
No,
come on.
I,
come on.
No pretensions here. I,
Grace, would you
I
grind
not,
up against a...
No, we're not talking about anyone. Grinding yeah? or anything, but I will not... not, you know, refuse to, I mean, I wouldn't refuse to go inside a pool just because my driver or
yeah,
my
okay,
housemate is
swimming. Your driver's so big.
It doesn't matter.
That's, okay, it's, I think what she's trying to say.
May I just qualify my statement?
Yeah,
I may have exaggerated a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I know about employee retention. I have people working under me for 10 years and up.
Mm-hmm.
So I know exactly what you mean. I mean, maybe... It came
across
like
you
said it
against a security guard on the dance floor in Boracay. I refuse to because
I hope you're reincarnated as a security guard.
It's
in
just
the
way it's the way you say it. You know, because I know what your point is, and I know a lot of people share your
sentiment,
but they don't have the balls to say it. And
I,
with
here
such
in the Philippines, you think a lot of people share the sentiment as her?
Okay, here for example, really? I say I'm looking at my Twitter right now, right?
Then.
No, say I look at my Twitter right now, right? And I'm looking at all the celebrities tweeting, and I'm like looking at them. You know, 95% of them feel the same way she does. No one's gonna say it in the way in that bitchy,
noopsie,
that super offensive way. But you know, you look at the lineup now. Absolutely, these people don't want to mingle
think twice.
These people don't
want to inside water.
No, not the
their...
not no. Because see, that's the offensive part. The offensive part is like, do you want to be in the same water as diseased water
yeah.
as your? Yeah,
she said
it's,
it
it's
wrong
the
way
it's said wrong. But in theory, it's correct. I mean, if they was if the crowd was that most of, I'm sorry.
So anyway, I think. You don't want to be in a pool where people wear t-shirts.
You know what? I don't
you're
think
so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's really her
grief.
Delivery. It's really her delivery.
No, but what's sickening is the attitude that she can deliver that way without any remorse.
Yeah, but that's her. She's her own little world, man. Yeah, like, yeah. We're not going to change that today.
You
but, you know,
it's
just,
an immersion
it's,
so that you don't
so offensive.
People like animals. That's just really
it's
bad.
So offensive.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hope your Yaya touches your food with her bare fingernails and stuff like that. Like, not even washing her hands.
Guys. I'm just saying it's something that's like inside you, every little
No,
it is not inside everyone.
You need to rephrase.
I would not want to be in a pool with someone like you, honestly, Nadine.
Nadine, you know what? Thanks for the call, love. I appreciate it.
All right, thank
all right,
you.
Bye.
Oh gosh,
well, she adds so much spice to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
God, I can't believe
she is immense. She is super offensive. Wow.
Deva,
that is.
I wouldn't want to be inside this.
No, I feel sorry for
maid.
Her.
No, she said maid.
But let me tell you guys. Yeah. But honestly. Please and no, listen, I'm not defending her, not defending her at all.
I know,
but I've sat with us in like over like you know coffee and stuff like that. Mm. If the crowd is not your demographic, you don't want to go.
It was a cute security guard. That's I don't mind.
Oh well, see, but now all of a sudden he has to be handsome. But you get what I mean, right?
If I'm not
people.
Anti,
people
I'm
are
it. That's
people kind of just want to be with their demographic. All of us are guilty of that. And if it got.
It is one thing to be comfortable with
your own.
With a certain kind of crowd, but for you to actually judge a certain crowd outside
again,
that
her
group,
delivery is so
yeah,
wrong.
But, yeah. But it's just, you know, we're concentrating on how the delivery was so wrong. But then for her to actually deliver it like that, imagine what she's thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No. Listen.
Out like
she's a crappy human being. Definitely. I mean, really, she is.
Yes.
We all wish terminal illness on her, but.
No, I do.
We all some painful cancer for her. We're all with that. We're all good with that.
That's a British accent.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's just she does. It, her foundation is valid.
She needs to be humble.
Hello,
that's what she needs.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Francis.
Francis, what's up?
Never been to Boracay.
All right.
Hi. Not just given the chance to do so, but I think it's still cool. I'll be going there given the chance.
Gosh, and yeah, you should. I mean, what do you mean, for free or you'd pay?
Even if I'll pay, just to see what's
what it's all about.
All right, well, yeah. make it happen, brother. Make it happen.
Yes, I will. By the way, Mo, I just want to send my mom would want to say to send her regards to you. I mean, we've been discussing the situation last week, and she's following you on Twitter.
Is that right? Great.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll tell your mom. I said thank you. I appreciate it. All right.
Good
and
time.
You just want a trip to Boracay for those dependents. No, okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, good time.
Good time.
All right, bye-bye.
I love how they had a conference or a meeting about your situation.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Rad.
Rad, what's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
I like the candor of that previous girl.
You'd like to what?
She was honest to herself. Her candor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Really?
Anyway, I've been to Boracay. I went to Boracay before the noisy bars were there.
Sure.
And when the noisy bars were there.
Yeah.
All I've got to say is, if I wanted to go to the noisy bars, I can go to Makati or Ortigas or Eastwood every single day of the week if I wanted to.
Right, but
I went to Boracay to
but they're not
have
in bikinis
to
in Makati.
Island feel.
Yeah, but the thing is, people want to kind of, they want the hybrid, you know, they want to merge
mm-hmm.
both. And
right.
and you see this not just in our country, but in many places.
Mm-hmm.
Mykonos,
a lot of the world
Ibiza,
famous
places
around
like
the world. Cancun,
right.
you know.
They try to merge both of them because mm-hmm. obviously people still want to be able to go to disco,
right.
but also
disco.
In their shorts.
I mean, look
their
at like how Ibiza is. That's a whole island. I mean, surrounded
yeah.
with beautiful beaches, but at night, that whole town goes crazy.
But
right.
you went there when
Grace
it
was
I went
was
there,
closed.
Nothing was open.
That's right. Anyway,
I went there driving
yeah.
around alone in a minicab.
Yeah, that's why there are beaches and destinations that are just truly nature kind of.
Yes.
That whole
yeah.
immerse yourself in nature.
Like
and then
Palawan.
There are ones. Yeah, and then there
I guess
are ones.
It's just a different.
It's preference
for different folks.
Yeah, it is.
I wanted to get away from the hustle and bustle of Makati. I go to a beach. I don't want that. I would don't want to bring Makati with me to the beach.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
That's all it is.
Yeah,
right?
Totally valid. And then if you
yeah.
want to bring the nightlife to the beach, regulate. You know, just because it's gone
yeah,
crazy
yeah, yeah.
over there. All right.
I understand, but I think they went too far.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
Those like rave parties,
too noisy,
right?
Or make
yeah,
it look like Bali. Make it look like it's still native or
right.
still an island.
And the thing is, and again, I know we've had this time millions of times where we complain
yeah.
about Boracay, but mm-hmm. it's just sounds like a bunch of tricycles in the background now.
Oh yeah.
Constantly.
I think the problem is whether it comes to
in the back the whole time.
It, when it comes to the nightlife or when it comes to just the cleanliness,
the
it's really just oh my god.
Don't say that.
It is really just the discipline and putting down the regulations. Just so that you know where the limits are. I think that's where Boracay failed. That's why the trash problem, the dirtiness. I mean,
who's
know,
the one who's the what's the solid problem? All those
beach.
Rich people that
exactly.
don't want to swim with their maids. But look what happened.
Yeah,
they don't know they're swimming in poop.
Yeah.
Oh god.
All right. Ooh, here's
yeah.
one. Sheridan Resort, though. Is that Sabang Beach, okay. Palawan? Also a great place.
Ooh, Palawan.
Right.
I'd love to go to Palawan.
I've never been to Palawan. I want to go.
All right. Thanks, Doc. All right. Thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's move on from bashing our country to other things.
Bashing another country, maybe?
Perhaps.
Whew. That girl just set me back like...
What's your last name?
A few hours of sleep. Like, okay, I need to wake up again.
Okay, 631-0899 is our phone number. Tuesdays, usually we talk about love advice, sex advice, relationship stuff. So if you have those, that's part of your life. Right now, feel free to call us. That's generally what we talk about on this day. Now, yesterday I brought up that Grindr application, right? Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is one where you can hook up with people on your iPhone.
Gay guys.
Yeah,
it's for gay
it's
guys.
It's a gaydar.
I've seen that.
Yeah, and that's cool because it kind of alerts you when there's a gay guy in the vicinity. And you guys... I mean, I'm sure you use your penis as a radar anyway. It's like some sort of antenna.
But this
does
it.
Kind of give a nice little tech side to it.
It's an extension.
It's so freaky because I remember I was in the mall with my friend and he's like, wait, look, he's behind me somewhere, 2 feet away. Where? I'm like, what?
There's a gay guy in my vicinity.
And I'm like, what is that? And then he's explained, this is Grindr. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, well, you're not into it? You should
he
be
has
a
BlackBerry.
Why,
can
no,
be
I'm not into it because I don't go searching for people to sleep with. Like,
huh? What?
Grindr's usually like hookups. Like if you're in the mall, this guy's 60 feet in front of you, and then you try to look for him, and then message him, and then that's Grindr.
That means you're lying.
No, I have an iPhone, but I don't have Grindr installed on it.
Why not?
I don't need to. Why would I?
Because you're homosexual.
No, anytime I want. That's what Mudo says.
All of a sudden, the only person here in the booth right now is Grace's driver. And then, all the way, he's using his phone.
Oh my gosh. If I was on Grindr and I found Grace's driver, now,
he's sitting right there.
Women, you cannot have Grindr. No.
All right. But anyway, so I was thinking, I'll talk about iPhone applications here. Chopper, for you. I mean, you know, we were talking about Grindr for Joseph yesterday, and now this for Chop. iAugment is a nice little application which just came out. It is a iPhone app that uses a 3D photo of you.
Okay.
And it gives you a bigger boob. So it'll show what you look like if you had bigger boobs, just in case you want to get it
enhance,
done.
Enhance, yeah.
That's right. So it's a
just
photo
the
Photoshop.
Boobs? Like, what about nose?
No, no, just the boobs. What happens? You take a photo, and then you get 17 different kinds of boobs from Blake Lively to Grace Lee. I mean, you just...
Oh, I can try on Grace's boobs?
Grace, you gotta submit yours because yours are legendary. But yeah,
Grace, come on!
It just shows so you, right? It shows you kind of which different angles and stuff like that in case you want to get a boob.
But
job.
Like,
so it's iAugment,
like cloth, like or just the real boobs, like hobad.
No. You're cloth. I don't know. What I saw was cloth, but I guess you can do
because you
both.
Also some girls, but they also want to see it like naked. How will I look like naked?
Yeah,
with
and then
boobs,
if you lose
right?
your even if you delete it and you lose your cell phone, I will retrieve it because it never really does erase from your phone.
You can do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I thought once you deleted it, it's gone.
So are you nervous? May I borrow your
phone? Grace, for the Grace.
Ay, nako, ito na.
My name is Mo. Hi, how are you? Welcome to the show. On my left here sits Grace Lee. To her right is the Angelicopter. In front of us is Mojo Jojo at 631-0899. Phone number if you want to call us. Get yourself on the show. Tuesday morning with a group and Young Blood now by the Naked and Famous. It's Magic 89.9. Good morning, guys. see Naked and the Famous with Youngblood at 6:59. You know, this girl, Nadine, who called earlier on the show, the super offensive one, has really found herself a following here on the show. People calling, want to kill her.
Yep.
She's back on the show. Nadine?
Tell me for telling the truth. You may call me the Antichrist. Since I tell the truth.
You are the Antichrist. My gosh.
You know, here's what
Osama
I want.
Osama bin Laden is dead, and I'm her daughter.
Yeah,
I'm his daughter, rather.
listen, Nadine, you know what? For all the people who hate you immensely now and all of these things that you're... I like you, and I want you to be on our show. And I want you to be on our show regularly. Like,
this is a dream come true. Yeah. I've always wanted to bitch on air.
Yeah, that's what you want, and that's what you'll do. That's both noun and verb for you.
Okay. Now, every time she's going to be here in our show, I'll be absent.
No. I don't want her on the program, yeah. Grace. I want her, like Anton, calls the show regularly. Because I'm looking for that Koops na caller who...
Since when did you use that term? That is so...
No, because you. She's the girl version of what Koops would be, right?
Mohan, are you the King Koops? And then she'd be
No. No one has called me Koops before.
Well, that's what you
Only
are.
Me.
Oh, that's what you are. Yeah. You're perfect. You just gotta find yourself a Koops guy and you'd be the greatest couple all. Now, here's the thing. You're entertaining. I mean, it is what it is, right? I mean, yes, you're offensive and stuff like that, and everybody hates you, but it's... People won't tune you out because they want to hear what's the next offensive thing you're going to say. That's my theory, right?
I just have to say, there's a thin line between love and hate, and eventually, guys, you're going to love me.
Yeah. So, here's what I need you to do. There will always be a spot for you on this show. I want you to go out and research things that irritate you, aside from beaches. It could be food. It could be anything.
Yeah.
It could just be whatever. And then call the show on a regular basis.
Wished me terminal illness and stuff.
That's right.
I just wanted to say that's the very reason why Malate is like a dump these days.
She couldn't wait.
We used to go there for the bohemian whatever atmosphere and everything,
yeah.
But because people started flocking, you know,
the from gays the and all that, right?
No, the gays were there first.
The gays were there first.
Yeah.
Mama.
Culture is always created by the homosexuals.
I'm
sorry.
Maybe.
What?
No, I'm just saying. I don't see the likes of you. In those places.
Oh, I do.
The likes of Grace? What does that mean?
Well, she knows what she means.
Yeah. And I want her to see it.
Big-breasted people.
Bunnied with power and everything.
Yeah,
I don't see
your
power. Types like prowling Malaga.
I'm losing her.
She said, Grace, your kind of person would not be caught dead in Malate. You know, the rich, the powerful. No, but you know, you probably won't be hanging out there.
Korean.
I think Grace doesn't want to hang out in Malate because of the distance. I think that's most of us, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
There's
too
a
far.
Lot of good restaurants.
Yeah,
yeah, like I would intentionally make trips all the way to Manila just to eat in, like, Shawarma Snack Center.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, I've never been there, but I want to go.
Nadine, call the show as much as you can.
Nadine, how old are you? People are asking through the text line, through my phone.
How old are you?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you guys.
No, it's just your age.
Or a.
Come on.
Melina.
What?
I'm 30.
Nice. All right, though. Hey, good times.
What's your net
worth? No, but give me some stats here.
Facebook.
Yeah, you rich? You got a lot of money?
Well, I make enough, yeah. I support, my family.
Nice.
All right. Everything.
Nice. What industry do you work in?
Sales.
Okay. All right. Not that rich. Fine. Thanks for the call.
My quota to every month.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, welcome to the new edition of our program.
Mm.
I'm wishing you humility.
I wish Anton would call.
Koops Nadine.
Yeah.
Anton, call the show.
I like
and
Anton
you better
there.
Have nice things to say.
No, listen, Anton's for something else. He's a different kind of offensive.
No, but I think he's gonna be brewing up something to get back at this girl.
No, I see. Like, I like the competition between our listeners now. Who could be more Koops? We have to take a break. We're really late. I know you guys have been on the hold for a while. Really quick, let me just storm through to two phone calls and then we'll get out of here. Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Hi, who's this?
GC.
GC, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanna comment on regarding the bitches earlier. I'm from the South.
I thought you meant bitches. All right, beaches.
Oh, my God.
No, I thought she was talking about... I thought you were talking about Nadine, is what I'm saying. I didn't know you were talking about physical beaches.
I'm from the South, and I've been many twice to all the beaches, especially Boracay.
Yeah.
And I just want to comment that just the other side of Boracay that has, you know, all these trashes, and just his other side na maganda pa rin naman.
Barely. No, listen. That other side now is where all the water sports take place, and it's a crap hole.
Which
yeah, you can go to the other side of the Boracay. On the other side of Boracay, maganda pa rin naman doon.
Not, but, it's not that nice anymore. Is what I'm saying. They, that's what the, a lot of that play, that place. A lot of it is used as the water sports area. It's a kiteboarding
place. Yeah, and I just want to comment on Nadine.
Yeah.
If you
the other bitch.
Yeah, you got it right, Mo. He said she's a coops, and I just want to comment on that. She's a the coaches of.
A dude's bar.
Very bratty, and if you put her on your show, I tell you, your show's gonna flank.
No, I'm telling you, it's not. I
think people are gonna want to hear what she has to say.
I disagree. I think
people love to hate.
Yeah.
I think she's so obnoxious that people will listen to her and hate her, but at the same time, be entertained.
Her on show.
No, I'm not gonna put her here physically. I'm just gonna say I'm inviting her to call the program every day.
Like Anton, you know what I mean?
Because look, you're taking the time out. You're taking the time out to call about her. I'm sure a lot of people will.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, man. Bye bye. We gotta go. All right, 7:05. Taking a break. Don't go.
Good times with Mo Twister. Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Need broadband at home? Subscribe to a smart home broadband now and enjoy their broadbandist blowout.
Broadbandist blowout?
Yeah. If you subscribe now, you'll get 1 month subscription free.
1 month free?
But wait, there's more. You'll also get a smart gold light sim free.
Smart gold light sim free?
But wait, there's more. You'll also get an HP printer free.
HP printer free?
So what are you waiting for? Subscribe now.
All three for free? That's one fantastic offer.
But wait, there's more.
Meron pa?
Yep, it is.
See posters and flyers or visit smart.com.ph/bro for more details. Promos from March 4 to June 4 per DTI NCR permit number 1871, series of 2011.
Mommy, nato pa ako.
Oh, anak, bakit?
Pagdating sa sugat, you need something better.
Huh? Oh, kiss the awi, ha?
Better than a kiss.
Hugasan natin, anak. Wash na datuhod, ha? Wash na.
Better than soap and water.
Mas lalagyan natin ng alcohol.
Better than alcohol. Betadine. With triple killing power that gets rid of bacteria, viruses, and fungi. Kaya he feels better agad. Betadine. The better wound medicine. Povidone iodine is the generic name of Betadine 10% wound solution. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Marami na ako na pagdaanan. Dumaan na ako sa talampakan ni kuya. Sa siko ni ate. Sa kilikili ni tatay. Sa singit-singit ng leeg ni Jujun. Next destination ko, mukha mo.
Don't let ordinary soap touch your face. Use Pond's Clear Solutions Facial Wash with salicylic acid that fights pimples no ordinary soap can.
Ayan na ako.
Pond's Clear Solutions Facial Wash fights pimples no ordinary soap can.
Enervon, may happy energy, kaya magandang galaw, magandang buong araw. More energy, mas happy. Multivitamins is the generic name of Enervon.
Ilang Ana ang kilala mo?
Ako? 30. 30, ha? Si Ana na ex ko last year. Ana na nagbebenta ng load. Ana na ex ko from my first job. Ana na taga-smart. Ana na ex ko nung...
Dahil dumadami ang friends, mas dinamihan namin ang text sa paborito niyong Smart All Text 20. 200 texts na to the largest growing Smart network, 10 texts pa to other networks. 20 pesos pa rin.
Ana na best friend ko. Ana na ex ko nung high school. Ana na nagde-deliver ng food. Ana na ex ko nung grade school. Ana na crush ko na...
Register to Smart All Text 20. Text AT20 to 2827 or load at the nearest Smart load station nationwide. Offer valid for one day. One peso balance must be maintained.
Oh, tinitext ka na ni Mrs.
Nami-miss ka na ni Mrs.
Boy, oo ang lasa, magaang kasama. Yan ang gusto namin lahat.
Masarap ang buhay kapag magaan ang lahat. Parang Emperador Light. Gawin mong light.
Gawin mong Emperador Light.
Gawin mong light.
Emperador Light.
Going more
drink moderately.
Saan ka nang galing, BBB? Takaka. Ang laki mo, baby. May iba-ibang flavors pa nakaka. Ang sarap mo. Ang Dunkin' Big Dunk.
BBB.
Sa Dunkin'
punta na sa pinakamalapit na Dunkin' Donuts at mabubusog ka sa pinalaking sarap ng Dunkin' Big Dunk. Busog!
Sige na, please. Sorry na nga eh.
Ah, yaw ko!
I'm really, really sorry.
Talk to the hand!
I'm really sorry. Please forgive me.
Ayaw na kita makausap. Ever.
Sawa ka na ba? Dahil lagi ka nalang hindi pinapatawad? Pwes, pumunta ka sa Changisitas at magsawa ka sa lahat ng tawad na makukuha mo. Siguradong makakatawad ka sa lahat ng fashion bargains na magugustuhan mo. Kaya sa susunod, bilhan mo kasi yung girlfriend mo sa Changisitas para mapatawad ka naman. Changisitas, the Changi at 10th.
Thinking about your fuel purchase? Get the most out of it by using Shell City Visa Credit Card. And a 5% rebate awaits you. You get 50 pesos rebate for every 1,000 worth of Shell quality fuels. That's like having your parking ticket for free. To find out more, visit citibank.com.ph and click the link for the Shell City Visa card. Or better yet, apply now by texting City space Shell to 2600 now.
Okay, Carla, record na tayo. Rolling.
Alam mo ba, sa shooting or sa recording, pag may nagkalat, may take 2, pwedeng take 3. Pero pag yung whitening cream ang nagkalat sa bag, naku, wala nang take 2 yan. Messy na lahat. Buti na lang, may bagong no-mess sachet na ang Pond's. Resealable na siya. I can twist the cap to whiten and twist it again para itago. For only 20 pesos. That's why for me, Carla Avellana, Pond's White Beauty no-mess sachet lang ang lagi kong dala. Ay... Sorry, pwedeng take 2.
New Pond's No Mess Sachet for only 20 pesos. Available in Pinkish White and Detox Spotless White. Based on SRP.
Bieber Fever hits Manila as Smart with official TV partner TV5 presents Justin Bieber My World Tour with special guests Periodix on May 10. Watch the hottest pop teen sensation perform his chart-topping hits live at the SM Mall of Asia Concert Grounds. Exclusive to Smart subscribers, text JB to 234 for Justin Bieber music downloads. For tickets, contact Ticket World at 891-9999 or www.ticketworld.com.ph or call SM Tickets at 470-2222 or www.smtickets.com. Justin Bieber My World Tour is presented by Smart with official TV partner TV5. Major sponsors, Bench, SM Mall of Asia, Fox, Star World, Music Management International, and AEDI. Special thanks to Etso Shanghai, SM Supermalls, MCA Music, Black Fleet, and Magic 89.9. Media partners, The Philippine Star, Manila Bulletin, Business World, Nickelodeon, and Tiger 22.
Open Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Ang summer gimmick, di yan automatic.
Kaya para iwas, tambay sa bahay.
At para bakasyon mo ay magkasaysay.
Huwag nang hintayin ang saya.
Louder. A bit longer on the who, guys. Again?
They're getting ready to be one of six winners to fly to the USA in the Gatorade Live the NBA promo. Get the chance to watch the NBA draft. Meet an NBA star. Get a VIP package. Text Gatorade and promo code to 2966.
Woo! Better. Now, hydrate.
Gatorade Live the NBA.
Louder!
Gatorade Live the NBA! For DOH FDA permit number 0451, series of 2011.
Never say never.
Feel me. Am I hot? I think I've got the fever of the Bieber variety. Yep, Smart's bringing Justin Bieber to Manila for all you believers.
My destiny.
Imagine that. You can watch him perform live, meet him in person, and get a chance to win signed CDs, posters, t-shirts, iPad, and other JB merchandise exclusively from Smart. Just look for the Bieber Fever tab on the Smart Facebook fan page for more details. Promos are open to all Smart subscribers. Catch the Bieber Fever through Smart. See you there. Promo runs from April 12 to May 2, 2011. For DTI NCR permit number 2976, series of 2011.
Customize your Mazda 2 in three ways and make it your own. You can skin it with exclusive designs from V Will Doodling It with original Mazda accessories. Or own it with a low 99,000 pesos all-in down payment. With Mazda skins, gadgets, and deals, you can now drive away with a Mazda 2 that you can call your own. Log on to Mazda.com.ph for more details. Also available for Mazda 3. Promo extended until May 31. Free DTI NCR permit number 3087, series of 2011.
Hi, I'm Raver Cruz. Have you guys tried the bar with the twist of calamansi? Just squeeze a few drops of calamansi to the bar. Mapapasayaw ko sa sarap. Let's do the twist.
Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
Kakaibang sarap. Try it at your next party.
For great parties, always open the bar. Drink moderately.
Hey, you! You know that Smart Bro has a big blowout? It's Smart Bro's Broadband's Blowout Promo! Subscribe to an unlimited home broadband plan for as low as $9.99 and get one month surfing free! Two, an HP 3-in-1 printer free! Three, a Smart Gold Light Postpaid Plan 300 with 6 months calls and texts free! Get all three freebies! Subscribe to Smart Bro and enjoy its Broadband's Blowout! With Smart Bro, you can...
Visit smart.com.ph/bro for more details. Promo is from March 4 to June 4, 2011. Per DTI NCR permit number 1871 series of 2011.
Good times with Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Back on the program, 716 here on this Tuesday morning. If you just tuned in, we have hour number two of the show. We talk about love, talk about sex, talk about relationships usually on Tuesday. So if you have any of those questions you want to throw us, phone number 631-0899. We'll get to you. But also other things too. Anything that's on your mind, feel free. We can insert you here on our program. Some announcements though, real quick. Grace, Joseph, Chopper, what's up?
Thank you so much to Dr. Vicky Bello. You can call them up at 819-BELLO. Of course, for all the treatments that you need. I know it's still summer, right? I mean, is it over?
It is summer, even though the typhoon isn't
out. Okay, well, even if it's not officially summer anymore, you can, of course, get their amazing painless hair removal laser, which is, I think, still on discount. So do check that out.
I'm having my second session later at Green Hills. So
what are you zapping?
Bikini.
No, vagina, you mean. Bikini.
No, right. My underarms. And,
it's closer to your vagina than it is to your bikini.
No, my... It is, right?
Yes.
Anyway, thank you, Dr. Vicky Bello. Thank you also to the Makeup Forum. And saying good morning to Francis Dio. He's tuned in. Good
all right,
morning.
Got a big moment coming up. Kaya kato i-share the moments. Lahat dahil sa Smart Lahat Text 30 combo. Now, aside from using Smart Lahat Text 30 combo to text or call all your friends for 2 days, you can also join Smart Buddy Lahat Text 30 combo. Share the moment reality radio promo. How does this go? Well, every week we're looking for a person who will go through a big moment and will share this moment as it happens using Smart Buddy's Lahat Text 30 combo. Now, like for example, those young husband boys, right? Last April 11, they had a big moment. Mm-hmm. It was their fans' day. Now, while this was happening on ground, they were sharing the moment with us through text and call. Gamit syempre ang Smart Buddy Lahat Text 30 combo. Now just imagine if you had the same chance to share your moment live on radio too. Now you can, because it's very simple. For this week, we're looking for people who will go through a first time moment on May 16th. It has to be the exact date, because we want to air your sharing live as it happens. There are two ways to join. It's either via text or Facebook. Through text, you can text share space the radio station keyword, like us, magic space, and your short story. Send it to 299, and don't forget to register afterwards, because registration is absolutely free. So if you want to text, you say share space magic space my first time moment is that I'm about to do my big first sales presentation to a big client. So I will share this moment by texting all my friends from all networks, all right? Parang nagkwento lang, okay? So through Facebook, all you have to do is go to Smart Communications Facebook fan page. You'll find the Share the Moment application there. Just click the application, which will first ask you to register, and then there will be spaces there where you can type and share your story. Aside from being featured on air, Smart Buddy is also giving away Nokia X201 and Nokia C101 every week. So may freeload pa yun, some gift packs. So join Smart Buddy, Lahat Text 30 Combo, Share the Moment. For more information, you can text 299, go to Smart Communications Facebook fan page now. All right.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Talk to the people here.
631-0899.
Let's go to this guy who's Korean, Grace.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
안녕하세요.
Grace, say something in Korean.
여보세요?
He's not there.
몰라, 나
바빴어.
여보세요?
새끼!
아!
나
죽여버릴 거야.
Stop playing that.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hello. Can I check the grace, please?
Sure.
Hi.
Oh, 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
Are you Korean?
Yes, I
am. Yes.
Are you Korean? It's okay, it's a show time.
I'm Korean.
Are you Korean?
Stop it.
I just want to know if he knows what it means.
Of course he knows what it means. Stop
sir?
It.
Sir?
Stop it.
Sir? Yeah, do you know what this means?
개새끼, 니네들 다들 미쳤어! 다 죽여버릴 거야.
Do you know what that means?
What? I can do.
Alright, you're not Korean, you liar.
No, faking the accent.
Huh?
I'm not Korean.
What are
you're
you?
You're not. He's half Korean, he said.
Yes, I grew up here in Philippines.
Oh, it's so fake, your accent.
Oh, please.
What?
No, just because you've been on hold for 40 minutes is why I'm keeping you on the
40
air.
40 minutes?
What do you want? What's your question?
I want to be Grace Lee's friend. Because here in that place, Konti Korean.
Why are you Japanese dialects?
You sound like, yeah.
Konti Korean in our place.
Grace, is he genuine or not?
And we're hanging up on you, sir. Sorry. You're just part of the province of Korea that she don't get. All right, let's get some more of these calls. Let's start with this guy here. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Chino. What's up?
Chino, what do you got?
Okay, so the girl you said she wants to be a regular, right?
Nadine.
I want to be a regular.
Well, you have to impress us,
by
Chino.
Oops.
The store? But then I promise, if I don't call, if I become a regular, I won't talk about how good it is.
No, but you know what? You've not even sent us
empanada. Every time you call, you keep plugging your freaking empanada in Quezon City over there, Tomas Morato, wherever it is.
And we've been to your place.
Never tasted it.
Hold on. Is this the new low of the program? We're talking about empanadas as a topic?
Yeah.
No.
And this guy, Gino? And plus the name, your name is Gino.
Chino. He's exempted from that.
Okay.
Listen, Chino.
He has a branch in Pearl Drive.
Yeah, so you want to be part of the show.
Yes, I do.
Okay, you're hired.
You're the official empanada getter.
You're hired.
You're right. Empanada.
Your role is to be as empanada.
That easy, huh?
It's that easy. Oh, but Chino, you're fired. Goodbye. Jesus. Hello?
Aw, Chino, bring us an empanada.
Until now.
Hello? Caller? No? Next one? Who's this? Oh, sorry, I disconnected them. Let's try this one here. Magic, hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
No? Anybody here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who's this?
Rob. I'm listening to you guys.
Yeah.
Who the hell is that Tina?
Chino.
It's Chino, not Tina. All right.
It's Tina. Hey, Mike, I need to say something.
Mo, Mike. Not Mike, you dumbass.
Mike.
Yeah.
No, this is Rob. He's the guy with the crazy woohoo.
All right. Yeah, I know. I think I'm crazy. Yeah, maybe. But
listen, Mike, go.
Sa kanya nang galing yung dudes bag.
Go.
Mike said go.
Go naman, no. You made it feel bad.
You people.
Go talaga.
Can you guys just
why
shut up,
that?
Please? Can you wait till they're in mid-story before picking over?
Uh-huh.
Because this is, I'm the professional here. I've experienced. You guys, especially you, Chopper, you always ruin it.
No.
Hello?
Salamat ka, medyo depressed ka.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Kenny.
What do you want?
I just need an advice, I guess.
Sure. Speak up a little, love, if you don't mind.
Louder, please.
If you louder, your voice, a little distant.
Okay, can you hear me now? Is that better?
Much better.
Okay, thank you. This is the first time I called, so I'm thankful. Hi to you, Mo.
Hello.
Okay, so my question is about my love life.
Fantastic.
I'm actually a lesbian.
Yes.
Lesbian. Yeah.
Okay.
What a shocker.
And I had this relationship with a former beauty queen.
Former beauty queen.
Mm. Yes.
Popular?
Not really.
Oh. So she was like Mr. Big It Out, right? Gotcha.
No. Like fourth runner up in Atlanta.
But still
gotcha.
Beautiful.
Yeah, sure. All right, louder, my dear. Come on, you're a lesbian.
Yeah,
let's go.
The problem is we broke up last, like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was like, busy everything, and I... Like,
listen, vegetarian. We gotta speak up a little bit, dear. We can't hear the thing you're saying. Let's go. Come on. You're fading away. All right, go.
Okay. The problem is she's not talking to me right now. That's the problem.
That's because you guys
broke up.
She broke up with you. That's why.
Yeah,
she
you're not. That's how breakups work. That you guys break up. There's no communication.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. But what I'm thinking is that what's the difference between stupidity and being like, you know, just going along because I'm in love, you know.
Hold on, I don't know.
I don't
what's
get it.
The difference between
What's the difference between beauty queens and what?
And being in
love. Stupidity.
Stability.
Oh.
Yeah, stupidity. And
stupidity.
Stupidity. Yes. Sorry.
What's the question?
Yeah, stupidity or.
We're like playing a game here.
That's yes, what she's saying. In the locals right now, and she's not talking to me.
Because you guys broke up.
Yeah, she doesn't want to talk to you anymore.
It's like this. Say you're at a job, right? Mm-hmm. And you get fired, and then you go to the company and go, how come you're not paying me? It's the same thing. You get how that
she
works.
Wants space.
You know how preposterous that sounds, that you expect a paycheck even though you're no longer employed by the company? You're no longer employed in this relationship. You will not get paid with communication.
Obviously, you guys just recently broke up, and it takes time. Even if she wants to be friends with you still and open that communication line, it's going to take a while. Right now, she wants your space. She wants to be away from you. And I think you need to accept that and stop putting a lot of meaning
into
it.
Love, it's 4 months, meaning she's not going to call you ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just be
you
realistic.
Find somebody else.
We'll call you. We'll call it what it is. This girl's out of your life already.
It's
4 months
over.
Is way too long to not call you if she wanted to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Move on to the next.
Yeah. Bye. Go find a Miss Earth. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye bye. All right.
Bye.
Go international.
Who's this? Hello. No. Next call. Magic. Hello. No, we lost
them. Yesterday, I passed by a hotel here at Ortigas where it's rumored that Justin Bieber is going to be staying there.
Oh my goodness.
Ed's a Shangri-La?
Anyway,
yeah.
So like I was there and I have never seen so many parents with their children just standing there.
Waiting.
Like all of, I mean, at least like 100, 200 of them.
Stop. Yeah.
Basement and lobby. And I'm thinking, do you guys really think he's gonna pass through lobby?
I'm gonna be with Justin Bieber at lunchtime today.
So many people are jealous of you, and seriously, like people are calling me left and right. Grace,
you're not
gonna
hang out in Mohan's car because
I can't.
I'm not staying in Mohan's car. My nephew is already in Mohan's car right now.
But you know what? Seriously, like basement and ground floor, 200 of them just waiting, and I'm like, kawawa naman tong mga batang to. Do they actually think Justin Bieber's gonna pass through the lobby? I have a feeling,
you know,
I have a bad feeling he might pass through the kitchen, the back.
Well, he's gonna pass through somewhere, obviously.
Right.
So, if you can just get a glimpse of him, even a little
just
bit.
The hair,
it's
know?
Worthwhile.
The
hair. You know, cause even the entry and stuff, like whether he goes to the kitchen or whatnot, he's gonna be exposed
somewhere.
Somewhere. And
somewhere there.
Just a little glimpse of that blonde lesbian hair, and people are gonna be happy.
There's
all
no
right?
tunnel, like, from parking straight to the room.
So, people are gonna camp out and stuff like that.
And that's where I kind of realized how powerful this boy is. I mean, 200 people just waiting.
200 people is nothing, Grace.
In
New York,
around?
They have closed streets down for him because he's that popular.
And here in the Philippines, and with all the parents just there, I kind of felt bad for the parents.
If I'm a kid and I'm listening right now, I'm going to go here and like wait with Mo.
You know what you're going to...
All of you guys come here to the station now.
If you want to meet Justin Bieber, here's how it works. You come to the station, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put some sort of epoxy on your hand, or what is this? Rugby glue?
Mighty Bond.
You shake my hand.
Super glue.
You go, Mo, it's nice meeting you. You shake it and we stick. And then we're screwed.
That's the only way.
Or, I go today.
Just so that you don't have to go through a painful detachment surgery after, why not just handcuff yourself to Mo?
Yes, handcuff yourself to me.
And then swallow the key. So
I
Mo
swear.
Will have to wait until you poop.
Right.
If you're able to pull it off, Mo will be happy
Sound
enough to
constipated.
Keep the handcuffs on.
That's right.
All
right.
Let's
so
see how
here,
desperate you guys get.
Handcuff me. You come with me. We're going to...
See, I should have thought of that.
And guess where we're going today? Hey, can I give away the secret?
No.
Okay, kids, guess where I'm going to meet Justin.
Go, make everyone go crazy. Go, go, go.
SMX.
Before lunch.
Lunchtime. A little after lunch. We have a little bit of lunch.
Kids.
Yeah.
Leave Esa Shangri-La and go to SMX now.
I'm going to go to a nice little building that rhymes with SMX. All right. Just after lunch.
Go there, guys. Pumuesto na kayo.
Parang SMX.
SMX.
Don't waste your time.
Go to SMX.
Don't waste your time at the hotel, kids.
Run now.
I'm sure the people at Shangri-La are very happy now.
Oh, thank God. Thank you.
Coldplay.
When you try your best but you don't succeed. When you get what you want but not what you need. When you feel so tired but you can't sleep. Stuck in rivers. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it
We need to relax a little bit before the mayhem.
Coldplay. Coldplay. I'm going to London.
Wait, when is their next concert?
I don't know. They are performing in the Netherlands on July.
I'm always there. Why can't 11? I come to Asia?
July 11, July 10, something like that. They'll be in the Netherlands.
Where are you going to London?
I'm going to London in a few weeks.
Why? What's there?
Nothing. I'm going to spend a week there.
Can I come?
Ano pwede pabili?
Huh? All of a sudden I have a... Well, sorry, what?
I'm thinking of like what you can buy for us.
Nothing. There's
actually,
nothing to buy
in
there.
London. There's really nothing to buy.
Yeah, nothing,
there.
Nothing to buy there.
But we can tag along.
Sure.
And he's paying
take
for it?
Pretty pictures.
You think so?
Yeah.
You all think right. He's taking us?
Let's
never.
Let's get to the phones here and talk to the people. Here we go. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Grace.
Hi.
I need Motmot advice.
You need Motmot advice.
Oh, you say Motmot, Ian?
First Motmot advice.
Yeah.
No, Ian, you don't ask Motmot advice for me.
Would I do it for the first time with
No. Never,
Motmot?
Never.
You're not going to find a virgin aside from you in a Motmot.
And okay. Ian, you waited this long for that one special lady.
Ian, no, you go now because you'll never lose it again. This is your only chance.
So make it special and never ever do it in a mud.
Well, what's your question?
Would I do it for the first time with a virgin or with a matrona?
Ian, first of all, there's no virgin that's gonna have sex with you because you're creepy and you're
okay. Well, he's virgin and he's asking, is it okay to do it with the matrona on the first?
Oh, like, you're the virgin. Experience. You're saying
he's the virgin.
Shame virgin.
And he's gonna do it with the matrona, now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah, rock on, buddy.
No, Grace, if he gets a chance, it's never gonna happen for him anymore. He's 40 something.
Matrona.
Grace, you doesn't go out matter. With the matrona equivalent for guys. What are you talking about? How dare you with this hypocrisy?
You're so weird.
That's right. All right. Hey, listen, buddy. I don't care if she's lolang lola, if she's a lilf.
He's waited this long. He deserves better.
No,
no. I'm 42.
40, she's 42?
Yes.
How old are you? Again?
I'm already 40.
Yeah, she's not matrona, dumbass. She's age more.
Okay.
Yeah? Go. Have sex. Mot.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Are you paying it?
Hello? Caller? No?
Well,
next?
Ian, you always put the phone.
Who's this?
Hello?
Yes. Who's this?
This is Popoy.
Popoy, what's up?
No, I just wanted to say welcome back on Radio Mo.
Thank you, Popoy.
It's a trip having you back.
Thank you, I appreciate
it. And from what's been said and read, dude, I mean, whatever you're going through, I mean, that's your business, and that all these other people just shut up.
Thanks, boy. I appreciate that. It is my business, but I share my business with the world because it's my job, and it's not my job to share it, but it's just part
your
of the job
the
to
guy,
to do it. So, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't necessarily mind this most of the time. It's just sometimes I do, but whatever. I mean, it's just here's the thing. If my job here on the show is to try to make you guys laugh. Or at least think and stuff like that. And if I'm not thinking and I'm not laughing, it's harder to do that. And then there are some days where I just really can't pretend. And those were kind of some days last week. And, you know, to an extent, these past couple days as well.
Well, I guess it comes with the territory, huh?
It does, but we all go through it. And it's just a little more public and a little bit more difficult because you guys, some of you guys can hide, not all of you, but some of you guys can hide in your cubicle or whatever, or shut up at work.
Or in the bathroom.
Yeah, or the bathroom. There's no hiding in the bathroom or shutting up at work here because our business is talking and trying to make you guys laugh. So that's the hard part. That's why you'll see me absent from time to time when things like this occur.
But we love the fact that you guys respect his privacy and has not bombarded the show with questions regarding his private issues.
That's right, which I appreciate.
Yeah, that's kind of idiotic too when people just start calling, what happened to Moon?
Right, but the thing is,
when he wasn't here, and then when he gets on the show, everybody's like,
yeah.
People wanted to know, that's why.
And the thing is, I appreciate that, but you know, you guys are the minority. You go out there, you go on the internet, and you read it, and there are just parasites and trolls and all of these things that
what's so wrong with trolls? Why are you always hating on trolls?
Trolls are ugly.
because when I don't necessarily get affected by the stuff I read. Like, I don't. But I'm not the only one involved here, and other people do, and other people get affected, and that affects them. Indirectly, does affect me. So, with the trolls and the parasites and the cancers and the tumors of society, get online and
choose
deal with
one.
It,
just one.
No, they're all related. See? So, it does kind of take its toll. So, whatever.
Say there you go.
Yeah. Thanks,
thank you for the call.
Oh yeah, one last thing.
Sure.
So, how does Grace react to the fact that Senator Escudero is nothing?
To the fact that Senator Escudero is
now single.
Reportedly now single.
Allegedly. Rumors. Allegedly. It's just rumors. And,
I love you, Jesus Escudero.
That's how she reacts.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, Grace,
I still respect him.
Are you
single,
Grace? Still a great
now?
Guy.
Yeah.
Dating.
Welcome back.
Thanks, buddy.
Maybe they're dating. Bye. Who knows?
Let's go to the next call. Hello? Hello? No? Here?
Pep.ph. Grace is dating Cheese Escudero.
Don't even give them.
What's your name again?
Lisa.
Lisa, how can I help you?
Hi, I just want to ask, are you using an iPhone 4?
Am I using iPhone 4? Yes.
Because I'm going to give something for him.
For me?
Yes.
And what would that be, love?
It's a Coldplay iPhone 4 case.
Okay, and then what do I have to do for you? Because nothing in this world is free. What?
Nothing, I'll just give it to you.
She loves you.
Wow.
Thank you. All right.
How nice. This is the first time this has happened. Someone's giving something to any one of us
for
nothing.
Free. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Have a good
day. Our fans bring us so much stuff here all the time for nothing.
I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you, ma'am.
Yeah, next week. Okay. Right.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Taking a break. That's back after this. Don't go away. Good tempo, good times. Mo Twister. Mojo Jojo. Grace Lee. And Angelic Copter. Next.
Magic 89.9.
Bieber Fever hits Manila as Smart with official TV partner TV5 presents Justin Bieber My World Tour with special guests Periodix on May 10. Watch the hottest pop teen sensation perform his chart-topping hits live at the SM Mall of Asia concert grounds. Exclusive to Smart subscribers, text JB to 234 for Justin Bieber music.
It's the generic name of Cinecon Forte. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Gaano katagal kailangan tiisin ang pain? Ang pain, wag nang patagalin. Ang sakit, dapat may limit.
Ponstar, 15 minutos, tapos. Ponstar, 15 minutos, tapos.
The number one prescribed pain medicine based on PMDI 2010 data.
Ponstar, 15 minutos, tapos.
Mefenamic acid is a generic name of Ponstan 250SF. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Instantly own free gadgets with BPI Family Kanegosyo Loan's latest offering. My free notebook, MacBook Air, or iPad 2 ka when you avail of a business loan from May 1 to June 30, 2011. Visit any BPI or BPI Family branch, log on to www.bpiloans.com or call 754-NEGO or 754-6346 for more info.
Bro, where can we get great steak and ribs?
Tawag tayo sa Fish & Co.
Sige, trip lang.
Thank you for calling Fish & Co.
Hello, do you have barbecue ribs?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Meron?
Aside from seafood, we now have meat dishes like steak and barbecue ribs.
What?
And if you order our best fish and ribs combo, you'll get back 200 pesos worth.
Wuh, dinga.
Yes, sir. Fish & Co has fish and a whole lot more.
Para serve na lang table, please.
Or two. Get free Coca-Cola products for every best fish and ribs combo per DTI NCR number 3195 series of 2011. Up to two redemptions per table. Promo runs until June 30, 2011. For details, visit fish-co.com.ph.
It's the good times at the best times. Kahalo pa sa sarap at ligaya. Kahalo na yung tropa pagkada o pasarap. Kahalo siya ka ba? GSM Blue. Cause it's smooth and sweet and clear. Masarap na kahalo.
Drink moderately.
How cool will temperatures drop this summer? Up to 30% with a PH Care Cool Summer. Get up to 30% off on PH Care products for a fresh and cool kind of clean. Based on SRP, promo period is from April 1 to July 31, 2011. Per DOH FDA permit number 0381, series of 2011.
Breathe in. You're almost there. Push, push. Congratulations! It's a lawyer.
Mama. Ready for life at 5 Mbps? Only 999 pesos from Sky Broadband. 15 gigabyte usage up to 5 Mbps. Call 631-0000.
Breathe in. You're almost there. Push, push. Congratulations! It's a lawyer.
Mama. Ready for life at 5 Mbps? Only 999 pesos from Sky Broadband. 15 gigabyte usage up to 5 Mbps. Call 631-0000.
So yesterday, I had this lakad and I got so pawis. So I made para taxi cab. Super cool ang feeling. Kaya lang, I'm still on my pawis. So kadir it. Especially like down there.
Feeling cool lang? Dapat feeling clean. No odor, no itching. With Woman by Lactacid. It has quadruple moisture lock for that all-day clean feeling and freshness.
I like it.
Woman by Lactacid. Every day. From Sanofi Aventis.
Ilang Ana ang kilala mo?
Ako? 30! 30 ah. Si Ana na ex ko last year. Ana na nagbebenta ng load. Ana na ex ko from my first job. Ana na taga-smart. Ana na ex ko nung...
Dahil dumadami ang friends, mas dinamihan namin ang text sa paborito nyong Smart All Text 20. 200 texts na to the largest growing Smart network, 10 texts pa to other networks. 20 pesos pa rin.
Ana na best friend ko. Ana na ex ko nung high school. Ana na nagde-deliver ng food. Ana na ex ko nung grade school. Ana na crush ko na...
Register to Smart All Text 20. Text AT20 to 2827 or load at the nearest Smart load station nationwide. Offer valid for one day. One peso balance must be maintained.
Signal HD Hot Deals. Free Signal HD kit and installation with plans 990 and 1290. 1500 deposit required for plan 990. Subscribe now. Call 244-6251. Hurry! Up to June 30 only. See flyers for details for DTI NCR permit number 2706 series of 2011.
Hey you! You know that Smart Bro has a big blowout? It's Smart Bro's Broadband is Blowout Promo! subscribe to an unlimited home broadband plan for as low as $9.99 and get one month surfing free. Two, an HP 3-in-1 printer free. Three, a smart gold light postpaid plan 300 with 6 months calls and texts free. Get all three freebies. Subscribe to Smart Bro and enjoy its broadband is blowout. With Smart Bro, you can.
Visit smart.com.ph/bro for more details. Promo is from March 4 to June 4, 2011. Per DTI NCR permit number 1871 series of 2011.
Never say never.
Feel me. Am I hot? I think I've got the fever of the Bieber variety. Yep, Smart's bringing Justin Bieber to Manila for all you believers.
My destiny.
Imagine that. You can watch him perform live, meet him in person, and get a chance to win.
Do you take how? No, without being offended.
You know what the thing is, though? Like, I don't know what's been going on between the two of you, because for a girl to actually ask you to be in a, you know, in an intimate relationship like that, when she obviously knows that you're obviously in a marriage, how close are you guys already? Are you guys dating? I mean,
well, it's obvious. No, what's going on here is this: the girl was in a marriage. She realized that it wasn't a good marriage. She needs somebody around, and she's going to go ahead and offer the guy that got away, and that's you, okay? So does she know you're married?
Yep.
See, the fact that she knows you're married and she's already willing to kind of bed down with you means you really left the mark on her when you guys were together. Mm-hmm. She probably constantly compared you to her husband, realized her husband is not, you know, is not any better than you are.
Were you guys friends after the breakup? Leading to this point?
Actually, when she was having problems with her husband, she was calling me, asking for advice.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. No, she really did love you a lot, and I think you know that. And I think that's why you want to break it to her easily all at the same time, because you guys had really something special here.
I don't think she ever got over you completely.
Yeah, definitely. So, here's the thing. You just say, as much as I cared about you back then, and I've helped you out here, you know when I'm married, right? And It can't be this way, because what if you and I got together? What if you and I got together back then and got married? You wouldn't want me doing this to you.
It's not fair to your wife. You know what? I suggest you let your wife know that this happened, because it can come back to back you. It might come back to bite you in the back.
Well, not really, because if you can set her down, this girl, then it should not be a problem, because she won't offer herself up anymore. I mean, what if you tell a female, listen, I can't be with you because I'm married, they'll get the picture.
No, but if this girl's still in your life, like, you'll be seeing this girl around, and then your wife finds out back, like, sometime in the future, she might hold it against you, because you know women are totally different creatures.
All right?
All right, I'll give it a try.
Hey, nicely, just say you cared about her at one time, but you don't care about her in that kind of...
And also tell her that, you know, that you're in a marriage, and this marriage means something to you, and you don't want to hurt both parties at the end of the day. And I think she'll understand it in that light.
But can I finger blast you first?
No!
Yeah.
Oh,
bye. Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Bye. Alrighty, good luck with that.
Bye.
You've been obsessing about finger blasting.
Oh, what's up with that?
I don't want to hear about finger blasting.
Finger blasting.
Even the way you say it, does it have to really be blasting?
That's the part that makes it funny, Grace, is you blast right through.
What do you want?
Hello?
Tongue blasting?
Hello?
Mojo, can you not make it worse?
Just eat your penis pasta.
Oh my God.
What?
Who's this? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Can't believe that guy doesn't know what he's supposed to do.
Well, listen, he's trying to break it to her nicely. You know, when you care about someone deeply, even though you guys are no longer together, you try to make it as gentle as possible. It's not like she's some girl in the mall who's like, oh, you're so okay. You know, it's like, okay, I really loved this girl at one time.
He's just asking for an advice on
something like
how to break it to the girl.
Yeah, I mean, how to break it gently to the girl. And maybe he just wanted women's advice without being judged, because if he tells his girlfriends...
And the thing is, he set it up early in the month on the phone call. He said, I'm not good with women, so please help me. So, you know,
I was under the impression that...
He's being a gentleman.
He doesn't know what to do.
Generally, that would be a puss thing, but the guy was kind of upfront that he's not very good at that stuff, and he wanted to be
nice. Yeah, because we're the breaks, and the girls are the guys.
That's right. So what's up?
That's all.
All right, thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, actually, I called you a month ago.
I don't remember.
About?
It was the guy who was asking if, you know, my partner has
don't want to have sex with me.
Right.
Oh, so you're one of those guys. We've had a million of those. All right.
And is this the one where it's been 3 months, so now going 4 months?
Yes, yes.
How do you remember that, Grace?
I remember our callers' problems.
Thank you for that.
Oh, Lord. Oh, maybe because I hear this problem every night also maybe, on my podcast. I get
too many.
What's up?
Wala pa rin?
Anyway, hindi, meron na.
Meron na. Yes.
So, score!
Hindi, pero, I just want to ask, parang kasi, you know, in a way, I try to help her with her expenses, no? So, parang...
just get to the parang, point. You're so boring.
Paga? Yeah. Is that how you are in bed?
Hello?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, buddy. What's the question? Let's go.
Energy.
Come on.
Hello.
Oh, thank you,
God.
Lord.
We don't have to hang up.
Who's this? No? Good.
Tweet me what happened. Gracely899. I'll reply to you.
Grace, 140 characters on Twitter. Sorry.
He couldn't even do it on air.
Yeah, it's not going to get done. All
At
right.
least I'll take time to write it down.
Let's get to some songs here. Phone number 631. Oh, wait. Well, sorry. We had one more. Hello? Hello?
Say good morning to JB. He's tuned in right now.
All
right.
Oh, we have listeners from Zurich because I met a lot of friends in Zurich. Yeah. And now we have a following there.
I love
it. So you're listening through magic899.fm. Nilor, thank you for listening and all your
Hello?
Friends there.
Guten Morgen.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this is Annie.
Annie, what do you got?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask questions, especially with the girls.
Sure.
I've been married for like 4 years now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're trying to have a baby.
All right.
We already seek professional help, mm-hmm. everything. But they haven't seen any problem with me as well as my husband.
Okay.
But the thing is, every time that we do the thing...
The deed?
What's the thing?
The deed.
What's the deed?
When you love making.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, every
so
time...
I'm so scared of that word.
Love. Yeah, make love. His, how can you say that? His something, his juices. Okay.
His jizz. Jizz.
Yeah, she has a from problem making love, but then, she has no problem about taking his juice.
Come on, take me seriously.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We're making fun of you. It's all right.
Man juice.
It's called sperm.
It's called malapot man juice.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. That's not
MMJ.
The problem.
It's
okay.
Called the man milk. It's called the man mayonnaise.
Okay.
Okay. His something, the juice,
icing on the
cake.
Okay.
It easily comes out.
Okay, so it's so premature.
That's what happens. It comes out.
Gravity.
It's premature, you mean?
Gravity. No. It leaks. It leaks out of her. She's walking around.
Yeah.
It's dripping all over the ground.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
It's called,
no. You're talking about your husband. Releasing
Grace.
It too early.
No, Grace.
No.
Why do people ask these girls these things?
He
jizzes inside her. She walks around. It drips all over the place.
That's not what she said.
Grace, that's what she said. We all got it except you. Okay.
She's leaking. It's like leaking out of her vajayjay.
Okay, then do a headstand.
What?
The best advice ever.
That's what Grace does.
Wait.
I don't know. Yoga.
I don't have a... point of comparison. I can't ask my mom. I can't ask
my
sister.
What's the question?
So, is it normal?
Yes. Listen, love, that's normal.
It's gravity.
Listen.
Oh, that's why you said it's gravity. Yeah.
Because you're open.
Stop walking around.
Yeah.
Just like when you have your period, it comes out.
What you can do is you can get a safety pin. You know what that is?
Oh my god!
And you can kind of stitch yourself.
Ew, that is so disgusting.
Because this is so honest. Listen,
afterwards you just wash it.
She can just get a
my dear, this is normal. If it bothers you, lie down for a long time if you want, so it doesn't drip out of you. If you feel better about it, just so it'll stay inside you.
I try to do that at like some foot. I already put unan into my, you know.
No, that's not how you do it. Listen, dear, how about this? Just go to sleep, okay? Do it before you go to sleep. No, it's still gonna drip out of you and onto the bed.
Just have tissue near your bed when you get up, you know, or like wear your underwear right away before you get up.
She wants to get pregnant, so she wants to get as much inside her body.
Lift your hips, like put that pillow underneath your hips.
You guys are idiots.
Look at these girls.
But you know what? I don't know how true this is, but I was watching this Korean telenovela, right?
Sure.
And then what this girl would
wow,
do
Korean
is...
Korean telenovela yung basis
oh,
mo.
Oh, oh. Alam mo naman, Eastern medicine.
What would happen? What happened?
Like, kasi she would have like this warm compress, this bedside. Mm-hmm. So after she makes love with a husband, she would literally like put up like 2-3 pillows under her hips so that you know your body is kind of like your head's yeah. on the bed, mm-hmm. but you know your leg is popped it, up, right?
Yeah, and the Baker yeah. King walked
and then,
out.
And then she puts the warmer on her tummy. To make uh-huh. it more suitable.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yes. I've heard about
suitable
that.
It stimulates
attractions.
You know where you can go? You can go to baby.com.ph. They have a lot of advice on how you can do it. It's not a guarantee, but a lot of other women and the Buddhists.
No, but there is some truth to Grace's thing because my cousin was having a hard time getting pregnant, and they said that the doctor was saying that sometimes if you want to maximize the peristaltic fertility. Action or whatever of mm-hmm. the down mm-hmm. there so the sperm will go to the thing, it should be warm. It should not right. be in a cold place.
See? How long have you guys been trying? Sorry, I'm so my ears are hurting.
Yeah, we've been together like boyfriend and girlfriend.
No. How long have you been trying? How long have you been trying to get pregnant?
12 years.
Oh, have you had yourself checked?
The doctor told us that the doctor told us I don't have any problem with me, and then as well as my husband. So I was.
How about this? How about this? How about this? You guys are all wrong. Okay, listen to the master.
Don't swallow.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Don't have him pull out. Sleep naked.
Like
so he'll
dogs.
Plug it in, right? Because he'll get some happiness out of it. You get some happiness out of it. You can spoon the position. Do the spoon position.
You've got a
and
cork.
Then the moment he jizzes, just keep it in you.
Because right? at night guys jizz, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Involuntarily.
Yeah. So it just keeps on going. Yeah. All right.
No.
Dear, you know what? Like. In your cycle. Yeah.
Sorry, go, dear. Go.
Yeah, when I already tried those things, like pillow on my hips. But, when I sneeze or I cough.
Lumalabas.
Oh, swear.
Kadira! You know what? I think you have a new job. We find you a job in Bangkok because they need talents like yours there.
Listen.
You got strong muscles, girl.
Listen. How about this? How about just let it happen, okay?
No stress.
Yeah, I mean, 12 years is a long time to try, but just keep trying, all right? And then for all you religious people, in God's time, he'll give you
a gift. Tried acupuncture and stuff? I don't know. Korean people are big on that, so maybe you want to
yeah,
try
Yeah, you put
it.
The needle in.
You put a needle there, so it stays there.
That's right. All right, listen, just keep
trying. It's a normal thing that I don't know
what's
sa akin ang nangyayari, but
no.
It's normal.
How often
when
do you guys
sneeze,
have? How often do you guys have sex? How often do you guys have sex?
Twice, thrice a week.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know what?
You have to try other options.
Keep trying, all right?
Good luck with that.
Keep trying.
Okay.
I'll pray for you tonight. Sana, I know how difficult it is. Now for people that have been
for her.
Yeah, and sometimes there's something wrong with.
Dear God, listen, we had a caller this morning,
yeah,
right?
I'm
sure you heard it. Anyway, can you please not let jizz drip out of her tonight to the same tune that she's been jizz dripping in the past 12 years? Amen. Hello?
Not like that.
Hello? What?
No, let
Who's
her
this?
Sperminate.
This is Ford.
What's your name?
Ford.
Ford, what do you got?
Have you seen the score of Boston-Miami?
No. Who's winning?
48-46, Miami.
Okay, that means it's only in the second quarter.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's not that big of a deal yet. You build it up like it's goddamn overtime. 48-46 in the second. Call me back in an hour and a half.
Okay.
Thank you.
Keep us posted.
You. Have you seen the score? On the game. Yeah, what? 6-2. 11:24 left to go in the first.
Oh my God, it's a show.
I don't
win.
Know what the heck you're talking about, but it's funny.
Hello?
You know, they say Chicago Bulls magaling na daw ulit ngayon.
No, they're down 2-1. Hello?
Hello?
I tried.
Yeah, who's this?
Hello, Moses. This is Dodi.
Dodi, what's up?
Yeah, about that lady who just called about
getting pregnant. That's
why doesn't she try, why don't they try artificial insemination using the...
Because she's already tried. She said medically she's tried things medically.
No. When they actually take the sperm, inject it into the egg and fertilize it on their own.
When
that's
she says medically tried, don't you think...
She said she had it self-checked and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
She never had it.
Not desperate to have a kid?
Maybe expensive because then they can't afford it.
After all these years,
it might
be pricey. Want it, right?
Yeah.
Might work, you know.
But you know, like with everything in medicine, if you want the best care, if you want real big-time results, it's going to cost you something. Like, these days, you can spin the egg and actually dictate whether you're going to have a boy or a girl. Mm-hmm. But that costs $1 million.
Or you're going to have twins. And
you know, things like that. So it's
going to
cost you a lot.
Well, it's just a suggestion.
Yeah, no, that's a good suggestion. Definitely. I mean, I feel bad that we didn't bring that one up.
Oh, yeah, the caller earlier, if you need a referral for an OBGYN, my doctor specializes in that. Tweet me, I'll give you her number.
Hello? Thanks for the call. Hello?
Oh, good morning.
Who's this?
Good morning.
23.
23, what's up?
Dun sa babae kanina, pray unceasingly.
Pray unceasingly. Oh, okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. What was the prayer?
Next role? Topic.
I don't know why you guys are all big time on this whole prayer thing.
I don't know, Mo. Maybe
you think you don't think that she hasn't prayed in the past 12 years?
I'm sure she
and
has.
Hasn't been working?
But
no,
you
but
know,
the thing is,
it
if other people,
other
pray,
people
for
pray for
you
pray
as well,
you.
It'll help. That's why we have masses where you
I
ask for intercession.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
I'm praying for you.
Sure.
You do pray for you, Mohan.
Yeah, you pray for me. Look at my crappy life right now.
No, maybe you're not praying for yourself.
I'm praying
today. Oh, okay. I have to pray for myself now. That's right. Okay. How about this? 6310899. Okay. What are some super crazy religious things that your family has followed and believed in the past? You know? Just like... If you've been hardcore religious, you grew up hardcore religious family, what are some of the stupid, crazy stuff that your parents or your Lola or whatever really got into? Like, I had a girlfriend once that refused to listen to secular music. Mm-hmm. I couldn't watch any other television channel aside from the Christian Broadcast Network. Like, if I wanted to watch...
Like Katy Perry right. apparently grew up like that.
Yeah, if I wanted to watch Conan O'Brien, she's like, why are you watching this?
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Because he's funny. And no.
Bawa.
Yeah. Secular. I was like... Can you just say, like, mainstream? It sounds like I'm really committing some sort of sin.
What did she watch? Christian Everything?
Yeah, everything. Kirk Cameron, every day. So, really? 6310899, what are some of the crazy religious stuff that your family... It doesn't have to be religious per se. It could be super strict because they're religious.
Well, sometimes it gets
so it has to have something... it has to do something with, like, being religious, not just cultural thing.
Yeah, it has to have some sort of religious roots.
Okay.
Mm. It could be a very religious thing that they do that was kind of weird and nuts.
Right.
Like, you know how stupid we are when we nail people to the cross on Holy Week, those morons who go on the crosses and put nails in their hands.
Yep. I'm sorry, I have to say that is too much. I mean, I know we're religious and we're trying to... you know, kind of imitate the suffering that Jesus suffered through for us. But, you know, the Bible says, God said it was done. When
thanks.
He said it was
thanks,
done,
Grace.
It was done.
We know the Bible. But
I'm
here's
sorry,
what
I
do. I drive by and I start laughing at these people. I lower their mic.
Don't do that.
What a loser.
Well.
Anyway, so any super crazy religious thing that your family's done or believes in, or anything strict in the household that has religious roots?
I think
we
all have a story.
I have two.
Yeah?
I remember my dad's side are Mormon, so whenever we...
Now your dads are Mormon.
My dad's side is Mormon.
I thought you smoked marijuana.
My dad's side of the family are Mormons.
From being the reggae, relaxed.
Oh, he's not
Mormon. What's that up?
My dad's side. No, my dad's not Mormon.
Yeah, all right.
But like they'd always lecture me about... Never mind! Forget!
I'm these stories soon go. Step into the fantasy. You are not invited to the other side of sanity. They calling me an alien, a big-headed astronaut. Maybe it's because your boy Yeezy get ass a lot. You're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? Your touch magnetizing. Feels like I am floating. Leaves my body glowing. Dimension.
driving spaceships instead of cars. Copper pot, a space suit about the stars. Getting stupid high, straight about the jaws. Pockets on Shrek, rockets on deck. Tell me what's next, alien sex. I'ma disrobe you, then I'ma probe you. See, I abducted you, so I tell you what to do. I tell you what to do, what to do, what to do.
All right, there you go. It's 8:14 here. We got to take a break, so let's get to these phone calls real quick. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, we're talking about super religious things that your parents or lolas, lolos, relatives, maybe. Anyone that kind of imposed on you or super strict stuff. What do you got?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I have a story. When I was a kid, I had this bunch of CD albums which my mom accidentally saw, and when she saw the titles, like, they weren't really hardcore rock or punk thing. They were just like Metallica, Pearl Jam, and
sure, yeah.
The titles.
Yeah.
They were kind of like weird titles. It, mm-hmm. She found like it was blasphemy or something. Like,
it's the devil's music.
She threw it away?
Like one album was Metallica. It's like Kill 'Em All.
Right. Yeah, and then the font, like the font of like lightning bolts really, on the thing. Yeah,
that's right, that's right.
Threw it away?
So when she saw it, she saw it. Burn them all, burn them all.
It's gonna get into your subconscious mind,
you know.
Did she literally burn them or just throw them?
No, she asked me to burn it.
And you had to burn it?
Yeah, the funny thing is, when I was burning it, I was pouring gasoline in it. My sister was watching.
Yeah.
The bottle caught fire, and I threw it.
At her?
I threw the bottle accidentally at my sister.
Yeah, accidentally throw it at your sister. Of course, completely accidentally.
It landed in her legs, and now she has a big scar. So
good.
She was saying, look what happened. It's the doing of the devil.
That's right. That's right. Of course, it's the devil. All right. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
let's go
bye-bye.
To the next one here. Hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Ina.
Hi, Ina. What do you got?
Hi, good morning. Well, in regard to something weird in regard to religion, mm-hmm. actually... my ex, whenever I say, you know, the bad word, ulul,
yeah.
he really gets mad because he said, according to the Bible, that's the most, probably the pinakamasamang word.
Ulul? Oh, of course, yeah. Yes. Yeah, 2 Timothy 4:9. Ulul, worst word ever.
What does it mean exactly?
Don't say that. People might actually believe you.
What does ulul mean exactly?
2 Timothy 4:7 is, I ran the good race and da-da-da-da, whatever, okay? It's not ulul, right? Okay, that's funny though.
You can use any other curses aside from that.
Yeah. Oh, well, my favorite, of course, is Matthew 1:4, which is, "Coops, give me my sword."
What does ulul mean now? It doesn't mean stupid?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, something like that. Like dumbass.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Thank you. Right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks. That's weird.
Worst word in
my
the Bible.
My friend, when he used to chat with someone, someone who types LOL, yeah. akala niya sinasabihan siyang ulul. Like, lul.
Oh, gosh.
So he's like, bakit ba ako inuulul nito?
Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Hello? No? Siya. Let's take the next one. Magic, hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi. Okay, I had this ex-boyfriend before, and he was a Mormon.
Oh, like Joseph, yeah.
Yeah, Joseph Smith. They're very strict and very, very, like, super religious. Mm-hmm. If you say, like, stuff like bad boy or hayop, that's a very, very bad word, but I guess.
You know, there's a school in the U.S., and I don't want to reference American stuff all the time here, but there's a very popular school called BYU. And okay. they compete in sports in the highest level, like in basketball and stuff like that. You know, they're big time schools. It's not one of these weirdo religious
schools. It's like a talent school. I mean,
It's a big time university.
What does it stand for? BYU. Okay.
Birmingham Young, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
It's a big time school.
All right.
It's like a LaSalle there. Okay. And they're basketball players. And again, they compete on a national level. Like,
they go all out.
Yeah, they rank. Mm-hmm. If you're even rumored to have sex, not even proven, rumored, gone, expelled, out. That's right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of their basketball player students married already because at such a young age, you know, they kind of put that thing together.
Oh, what kind of religion do they follow?
I mean, they're Mormons.
I'm Mormon.
Yeah, it's hardcore. All right, anyway, continue, dear.
And then whenever it's Sunday, of course, it's known as family day for everyone.
Sure.
So you're not allowed to use their computer, to listen to the radio, any electronic gadgets or whatever. They can't even play cards. They can't go to the mall because it's a sacred day for family.
Yeah.
So basically, they're very strict with that. And they can't drink coffee, tea, anything with caffeine.
Caffeine, they can't drink that. Yeah, you can't drink Sprite or 7-Up.
Actually, before, they were prohibited to eat meat as well, but I think that was saved. So basically, they can eat meat now, but still, any food with caffeine, they still can't eat it.
Did you break up with him because of this?
No, but I really like to marry a Catholic. It's not just because of those things, but it's just some of the factors. And his family is very, oh my gosh, pang sagradong Mormon.
That's really faith. I mean, you really have to kind of like suck it up if you want to be part of that. All right, baby doll. But thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Right, if you marry me, they'll make you convert because we can't marry you.
Yeah. There's a story, and this one I think you guys would love to hear. Not my family, but I grew up in a Korean Christian community, right?
Sure.
So I was friends with a lot of pastors' daughters and sons. So they were like a family to us because it's just me, my parents, and my sister. So it's just the four of us. Okay. So whenever there's like a gathering, I would usually be with, you know, the kids of pastors because that was a group my parents were hanging out with at that time. And they had a daughter who was my age, and I was about 14 or 15 at that time. And, you know, like, you're going through puberty, so, you know, you start shaving, like, your underarm.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So at that time, you know, I would. And there was this girl who was very close to me, daughter of a pastor. She didn't. Like, because she let it grow. So at one time, I said, you know, you can actually just shave that. Why? Especially here in the Philippines.
What?
So hot,
Lucifer?
Diba?
Did you speak?
And then she said, na parang.
Get behind me, Satan!
Away, Satan!
That's
away.
What they say. Yeah. Get behind like, me, yeah. Satan!
Oh, listen, Damien, you can go ahead and shave your armpits, but not me.
And then she said, oh, my father won't allow me because he said every strand of hair is God's gift.
Oh, so, my gulay.
Yeah.
Like, now just imagine what she's like downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jungle. Man, trim.
That was, I think when she said that to me, even at 14, I knew that there was something. Oh my goodness. This is something that I wouldn't do to my own kid, like, because
she goes,
of religion.
Look at here. This is Garden of Eden. And then she pulls her pants down. Taking a break back after this.
Mo Twister. Mojo Jojo. Grace Lee. Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Welcome. Life's good when you can show who you are.
Good times with Mo Twister. Mojo Jojo. Grace Lee. And Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Whoa. Sorry, that was the wrong one to play. Welcome back to the show here. Where is our... I'll get to the background music. What do you guys got? Some announcements. Yes?
Oh, yes. The Forever 21, but it's not 7 p.m. It's 6 p.m. Gates open at 5:30 SM Convention Center. Philippine Fashion Week this Thursday.
All right. Joseph, what do you got?
Just saying thank you and congratulations to the guys over, our friends at Sofitel. They had an event over the weekend, their Moonlit Run. A lot of fun. Also, the opening of their brand new sports bar.
All right. There you go. All right. Good. So, what are we doing now?
Okay. Phone calls.
No. We got to go to music. Yeah. Music and the phone calls. Okay,
fine.
Let's get a song going and then 631-0899
I like
if you want to call us. Okay?
You look so dumb right now.
outside my house, trying to apologize. You're so ugly when you cry. Please just cut it out. Don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught. But you put on quite a show.
You're listening to the world famous Magic 89.9 at 8:48 with Rihanna and Take a Bow. It is a Tuesday morning here, 10th of May. Phone number 631-0899 as we wrap up the show in just a little bit. If you guys want to call us, talk about anything you want, really. You're more than welcome to Joseph, Grace, number.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and call her on the phone right now. Let's go. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Radio off, please.
Yeah,
raise off your radio.
What? Ah, okay, sorry.
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, good morning, well, Wayne.
Wayne, you're on the show, what's up?
Oh, good morning, well, what do you think about my Dallas Mavericks, man? They swept the defending champ.
Yeah, well, they're good. They have a very good bench, as you can tell.
Do you think they really have the chance to win the title?
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I had them coming out of the West. If I was going to pick a team, I mean, I wasn't 100% sure it was going to be them, but I mean, they were my favorite to come out of the West, and I think they will go against the Heat, and I think the Heat will win. I don't want them. So, speaking of the NBA, I just got my invitation to cover the NBA Finals just this morning from the NBA.
Okay.
So pretty excited about that.
You're going?
When is this
going
to be?
No, I'm not going.
Why?
Because I have work here.
Grace and I can go.
And what are you going to do?
Ah, oh, Paul Gasol, you're the guy who looks like Jesus.
He's not there anymore.
Oh.
See? Already a disaster.
Okay, they
said
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
It depends. Let's see. Like, here's the disaster for the NBA. If it was Memphis versus Atlanta, I mean, that would be the worst case scenario for the NBA because nobody wants to see those teams play in the finals. Best case Yes. Best case, Dallas, Dallas Heat. Yeah, Dallas Heat would be the best case.
Payback, man, payback.
Yeah, for years back where Miami went ahead and beat the Mavericks, so that would be nice. But you know, I was in Dallas last year for the All Star break. So I mean, for the All Star game. So I'm not really excited to go to Dallas again. Miami would be nice though to see a little Miami or Boston would be nice for a championship series there. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I got the pass. Thing today, but it's going to be a lot of traveling. It's going to be a lot of time in terms of a couple of weeks for the NBA, maybe like 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the NBA finals to go through. I'll be gone pretty long time, so probably not going to take it. But it's cool because you're standing right there with all the players. It's awesome. All right?
Okay, Dirk. I hope Dirk will win, man.
Yeah, I hate the Heat. I hope they lose to the Celtics. What's the score? What do we got? What are we looking at
Is
right now?
Is it because of LeBron?
Yeah.
Yes. I knew that.
King James.
I had to say it so King you guys know I know one
James.
Thing about
this. King James. Remember when he actually greeted Mojo Jojo?
He's like,
you don't remember that?
I know,
he
I remember
greeted
that.
Greeted Mojo Jojo?
Yeah. I was with him. I was like, King James, do you know Mojo Jojo? He's like, who the hell's Mojo Jojo?
He's a very talent
in
the
very
Philippines.
In a very convivial kind of way. That's I remember right. that.
Hello? Oh, we lost them. All right, 631-0899 if you want to call us. What's the score here? I think it's all tied at 65 with 252 left in the third.
What quarter? Third.
If I'm not mistaken, it is. Yeah, it's a tie game. So hopefully Celtics win. I still do have the Heat coming out of the East there. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, what's up?
Yes.
So hopefully Celtics win. I still do have the Heat coming out of the East there. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, what's up?
Yes.
So hopefully Celtics win. I still do have the Heat coming out of the East there. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, what's up?
Yes. I just want to ask Grace.
Yes.
Is it safe to stay in Korea?
Do they have much in Korea?
Because I have a travel. I have to travel in Korea and
you have everything a little bit better there.
How my internet pa dun?
Yeah.
But is it a way to leave your things there?
In Korea it's safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can say it.
I just love how people have embraced Mot Mot, by the way, as the now the new
term. Galing going on.
Yeah, I never saw any Mot Mot.
Your
when
achievement
there.
Yeah. This year. There are a lot actually, but like Korea, kasi it's the kind of country where you leave like a paper bag by the park in the bench in a park, and you come back for 6 hours after it's still there. So you shouldn't worry about your stuff getting lost.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, hello.
Right. Yep.
Yes.
Last thing. I'm coming from Busan, and I'm going to Seoul. Right. How
take the train, bullet train. It would take you there in 3-4 hours.
3-4 hours.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
All right, bye.
I got a call from Korea last night on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Oh, one
that
of the best.
Been
one
go
of
to
the
Korea.
Best calls we've taken.
What was it about?
So long. This guy said he got drunk, woke up.
Like a lot of people do in Korea every night.
He was so wasted. And he woke up, and some guy was down on him, right? And he was like,
mean?
"I was so dr-. The guy was Grace giving
down.
A, you know, yeah." And he was like, "Does that make me gay?" And I'm like, "Well, no,
it means you were raped."
And he's
did
like,
you
"Well,
enjoy it?"
He goes, "No, but it went a step further. He then sat on me."
Oh, why would he sit
on
him?
What do you mean sit?
He put a condom on him and sat on him.
Korean?
Yeah.
Korean shot?
No. So Korean guy, yeah. And then he goes,
oh no.
And then I go, should I kill him? Or he goes, does that make me gay?
I got sat on him, like sat on his face. I'm like, why would he sit on his face?
Grace.
I'm like, was he trying to kill him?
How about another? He saddled him would probably be another.
Oh, God.
So,
he did a helicopter on him.
Yeah, he did the helicopter.
He did the chopper on him. And he's like, does that make me gay?
Oh, he was raped.
Yes!
Yeah, but does that make? Because then he's like, "Does that make me gay?" He goes, "It's two things. It's you're gay or you're raped. You pick one." He's like, "I probably raped." I go, "Yeah, but did you finish? Like, did you like you know
let him finish?
Did you jizz?"
God.
He's like, "Yeah, I did."
Oh, why like, did you? Finish? He like punch him right
why
there
did you
and then.
Who was the other guy? A stranger?
Yeah, they just met. That
oh my god! Yeah. Oh, he's
Korean.
He
did Korean
gay
did?
Because he enjoyed it. Then.
Okay, imagine how.
So there are
imagine,
gay Koreans now.
Imagine like my ex-boyfriend. If something even remotely similar, like a guy probably grazing his area, happened, he might. He might be on the floor, like bleeding, and then he has to be hospitalized.
Right, and this guy was like, I woke.
Hey, probably grazing his area happened. Oh, he might. he like be on the floor like bleeding and yeah, then he has right, to be hospitalized.
Right. And this guy was like, I woke up, I'm in my house.
So he was conscious when it was happening.
He was
drunk. He
was so drunk when he woke up, the guy was already going to town on him.
Right. But then yeah, but he was conscious to it and while it was happening.
What's going on? Hey, to the left a little. Yeah. It's like,
and then I added her.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what.
But
what
no number.
Well, a phone number, Facebook account lang.
Yeah, I got the number also. Yeah.
Okay. I
got
the
number.
Interested, at least.
But she barely texts actually.
Yeah, because she barely likes you. That's what it is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But
have a little bit of a victory. All right. Yeah. Next time, go after ugly chicks. You get a better chance.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Stop it.
All right.
Truth though.
One more.
Yeah.
Yeah, this coming fashion week that you were talking about earlier. Actually, I have a ticket, and I don't know if how to invite her this coming weekend. So
it depends if. You can come up to her and ask her, but take her somewhere first. You know,
have a dinner.
Whether it be a dinner or take her out on a date the day prior.
Don't let Fashion Week be your first date.
Yeah, Fashion Week can't be your first date. Take her out somewhere else and then go, hey.
After Magic 89.9.